This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. President Bush is pledging to boost cooperation with Turkey in its fight against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq. The Kurdish guerrilla group called the PKK has been waging attacks on Turkey from the northern mountainous region in Iraq. And Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan was in Washington yesterday to try to get the U.S. to intervene before Turkey wages military action. Speaking to reporters alongside Erdogan and his translator, Bush said the U.S. would give Turkey information and support to fight the PKK.
We talked about the need to have better intelligence sharing.
Daha iyi istihbarat paylaşımına olan ihtiyacı görüştük.
In order to chase down people who murder people, you need good intelligence.
While Erdogan reaffirmed Turkey's long alliance with the U.S., he took the opportunity to again condemn recent efforts by Congress to accuse Turkey of genocide against Armenians during World War I. Here's what he said through an interpreter.
Our documents indicate that there is no genocide that has taken place. In fact, our values do not allow our people to commit genocide. It does not allow it, and there is no such thing as a genocide. Those who claim it must prove it.
Congressional Democrats have shelved the Armenian genocide bill for the time being after Turkey objected. Meanwhile, Erdogan said yesterday Turkey may still invade northern Iraq to stop PKK rebels. And today's a big day for U.S. Attorney General nominee Michael Mukasey. Today's when he'll find out if he's the lucky man who'll take over the embattled U.S. Department of Justice. A Senate panel is set to approve his nomination today. Mukasey's confirmation was called into question after he refused to define waterboarding as torture during his confirmation hearings last month. But last week, two key Democrats on the committee turned in support of Mukasey. If confirmed, Mukasey will inherit a Justice Department that has weathered a lot of controversy under former AG Alberto Gonzalez, from the political firings of U.S. attorneys to the Bush administration's warrantless domestic spying program. Finally, so you know all that personal information you've got on your Facebook or MySpace page? Not just your taste in music and movies, but details like where you work, where you hang out with your friends. Well, that's the stuff of advertisers' dreams, and the social networking sites want to make the most of it. MySpace yesterday announced an expanded targeted advertising plan, and today Facebook is also set to announce an expansion of its advertising system called Social Ads. The program will track information consumers put on their pages along with the websites they visit. Then the data will be used to deliver ads that are personally tailored to that person. Consumer privacy groups have raised some red flags, saying consumers should be able to opt out of the advertising system. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke Nelson, what do you have on your MySpace page?
I don't have MySpace anymore. I have a page, but now it's all on Facebook. You know,
I'm a Facebook gal.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you get an email from MySpace telling you something, and you go back and check your old MySpace account, which you haven't been to in months, and it's like a bad neighborhood. You're like, oh, this has really gotten run down.
One of those neighborhoods, everything's been foreclosed on.
Yeah, you're like,
the ghost
oh,
town.
Gosh, this got really crappy.
Ouch.
Sorry, MySpace.
Yeah.
I'm with Facebook now.